Welcome to Retirement A to Z. I'm Sue Burnett with Monarch Financial Advisors, and this series focuses on qualified retirement plans. There are a lot of moving pieces with these plans, and the rules are complicated and complex, so we're going to break them down into smaller pieces, 26 pieces to be exact, from A to Z, with maybe a few extras thrown in for good measure. This is episode P, which focuses on protection. We're going to be discussing three different ways that a qualified plan can protect you and your savings. So what kind of protection, you may ask? Does it protect your benefit, your business, you, your family? The answer is yes to all. So let's talk it through. The first protection that a qualified plan offers is income protection. We do talk about this more in episode G when we talk about guarantees, but it's certainly worth mentioning again. So with a defined benefit plan, you're guaranteed a benefit over your lifetime when you retire. No matter how long you live, you'll get payments from the plan. And regardless of how much money is in the pension trust, the plan document guarantees you the benefit that you've earned over those years. Now, although defined benefit plans are on the rise, especially cash balance plans with smaller businesses, most larger businesses have shifted over the last 20-25 years to defined contribution plans like 401ks, SEPs, or profit sharing. These plans are account-based, which means that when you quit or you retire, you take a lump sum balance with you, and most of these plans didn't even offer a lifetime income benefit. So how would you know how much to take every year? What if you take out too much and you run out of money? Well, that's the worry for almost half of Americans, that they'll outlive their savings. Now, thanks to the SECURE Act that was passed a few years ago, 401k plans and other defined contribution plans now are required to offer a lifetime income benefit, in addition to the one-time lump sum. So this will help reduce this worry. Now, this doesn't mean that when you're 35 years old that your benefit will be guaranteed at 60. Defined contribution plans don't work like that. They don't have future guarantees, because the contributions made as well as the investment returns aren't known. What you can count on, though, is the ability to change that lump sum at retirement to a payment over your lifetime. So this is one way that a retirement plan does protect you, if you choose that income option. If you don't, well, that's up to you, but the offer is required to be there. So here's a fun fact. A 65-year-old man can expect to live for another 18 more years. But a 65-year-old woman can expect to live another 20-plus. Why is that? Well, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, but if you Google it, you may see pictures of some of the reasons. So the second way that a qualified plan will protect you is that it protects the money in the pension trust from creditors in case your business goes bankrupt. The money in that trust is for the sole benefit of the participants, and that's pretty sacred. As long as a business has one person in the plan that isn't the owner, it's covered by ERISA, and creditors can't get at those assets. So if you remember the name O.J. Simpson, you know that he was charged with killing two people, one of whom was his wife. He was acquitted in criminal court. He was found not guilty, but he was ordered to pay millions in civil court for damages. But what wasn't counted in those assets? You got it, his retirement plan benefit from the NFL. So it's a great story, but it proves the point I'm trying to make. No matter how much the creditors take, they cannot get any money from your business's pension trust. So for professions that have a lot of lawsuits filed against them, this could be a great way to make sure at least a portion of your retirement assets stay in your pocket. Finally, there's one more way that a pension plan can protect you. It actually protects your family and your life. It's true, life insurance can be used as an investment in a qualified plan, up to certain limits, and the insurance policy would protect your family if you were to pass away without getting your benefit to the levels that you were expecting. We call this a self-completing benefit. So let's take an example. Suppose an owner wanted to have $2 million at retirement, and they set up a pension plan to target this amount after 15 years, which is when he wants to retire. Well, if a portion of that contribution for the owner purchases a life insurance policy with a $2 million death benefit, then that owner would be assured that regardless of what happens to him, whether he lives or dies, his family is going to have $2 million. If he lives, great, then he gets that $2 million guaranteed benefit from the plan. But if he doesn't live, his beneficiaries will be paid the $2 million from the death benefit, plus whatever he had accrued in the plan over that. There are a lot of other benefits to having life insurance in a qualified plan, and we do discuss these in a different episode, episode L, so go check it out. Wrapping it all up, a qualified plan can protect you from outliving your income by providing a lifetime benefit. The pension trust can protect your retirement assets from creditors if your business goes bankrupt, and life insurance as an investment can protect your family if you pass away sooner than expected. So that's a lot of protection for you and your family and can certainly give you peace of mind when you're planning for the future. Wondering how this might work for you and your business? We can definitely help determine what protection a qualified retirement plan can offer to you, your business, and your family. Want to learn more? Tune into the other A to Z podcast where we continue to break down these wonderful and complex plans into bite-sized pieces. Remember, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Have any questions? Shoot me an email at monarchfinancialadvisors@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in and have a great rest of your day.